The readings taken from Matthew chapter 25 and from verses 14 to 30.
I'm so sorry, I've given you the wrong reading.
Oh no! I'll read something else. I mean, just tell me. Oh! Oh, it's from 31. Yeah. It's okay. Oh well, I mean, you know, they did things with the talents. Okay, so we're going from verse 31 to 46. Okay. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go and visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
So I'm Rachel. If we haven't met before, it's because I've been away for the last seven months now, looking after a tiny baby. She's now not tiny anymore because she wants to pull at anything that passes her. She's very, very curious, and she loves her food. She's eating and making mess everywhere, so she's keeping me busy, and I'm so grateful for God for bringing me this far. And I have another one, a 3-year-old who was crying because she was not coming to church. She misses church so much, but we figured out it's because she misses the creche, the play area. She really misses that and running around at the end of the service, as they used to do before the pandemic. So she was really sad. And in that way, she was sending her greetings. When I needed a neighbor, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? I was hungry and thirsty. Were you there? Were you there? I was cold. I was naked. Were you there? Were you there? Those are lyrics to a hymn. My husband and I love watching BBC Songs of Praise. And whenever we get a moment on a Sunday night, we watch it on iPlayer. And that's a very popular, common hymn that is sung, which speaks about the passage that Ruth has just read for us. In our world today, particularly in the current times that we are in, the hungry, the poor, the sick, the broken, the hurting, they're very, very visible. And are we hearing or seeing these cries for help? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're here with us. We thank you, Jesus, that you love us. We thank you, Jesus, that you give us your word to guide us and to put us back wherever we have fallen from and to bring us back to you, bring us back to walk with you. So I pray that tonight, as I speak, that you will encourage us, O Lord, to come back to wherever you're calling us to come back to and to be encouraged and to have the hope that you're giving us through your word tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So from the passage, we see that Jesus is within these cries. Verse 36 says, I was hungry and you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. So not only does Jesus see and hear the cries, but he is within them. He is among the sick, the stranger, the poor. Jesus puts himself with the suffering. And the question is whether you and I see what Jesus sees, the suffering all around us. I mean, in this pandemic, it's really, really clear to see all the suffering that is around us. How are we able to see what Jesus sees? How can we do it in such a way that we are not just ticking boxes? How can we be there for the suffering in such a way that we are not doing it to create great social media posts so that we have the most likes and comments? Verse 32, if you still have your Bibles open, verse 32 says that when all the nations were gathered before him, he will separate, when all the nations will be gathered before him, he will separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep from the goats. And if you're like me, you want to ask, why the sheep and not the goats? All throughout the Bible, the most mentioned animals is a sheep. And according to a farming website that I looked up, the sheep are very humble animals. They are easily preyed on. They are very defenseless against predators. They're very nervous. They're easily frightened. They feed. They graze when they are feeding. They just look down when they are feeding. They flock together for safety. In other words, sheep flourish when they flourish best when they are with a shepherd to look after them, to watch over them. While goats, on the other hand, are curious, adventurous. They love to browse. They like to feed on anything hanging down, stripping down shrubs and trees of their leaves. They will even chew down your washing if you left them. I speak that from experience. Growing up in our family home, we had pet goats. A male and female goat and a baby goat. And every time you left your washing, they would, as long as it's on their hide, they would just go and pull it down, just into the house and eat at anything. So why go for the sheep, which are very vulnerable and easily preyed on? Our strength and ability to minister to the hungry, to the sick, to the poor, to the stranger is meant to only be found in Jesus. Our strength and ability to minister to the suffering is only meant to be found in Jesus. He is our shield. He is our defender from the enemy. He is our shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life for his sheep. That's John chapter 10, verse 11. For we were destined for destruction, but now we can receive the gift of salvation because of what Jesus did for us. He is the shepherd who feeds his flock, gathers the lambs with his arms, and gently leads those that have young. That's in Isaiah 40, 11. And he says in John 10, 27, that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them from my hand. So once you're a sheep, you'll always be a sheep. Once you're with Jesus, you'll always be with Jesus. Once you are a son, like Mark was sharing, you'll always be a son. Once you're a daughter, you'll always be a daughter. So we are able to see what Jesus sees because we are his sheep. And to become his sheep, I mean, Mark has just preached my sermon for me. Just your identity alone just makes you his sheep. So we receive who we are in Christ. To become his sheep, we have to receive who we are in Christ. And by doing that, we need to abide in his word, not once, not twice, but continually, because the enemy comes and snatches who we are from us. But if we are continually abiding in God's word, then we shall carry on knowing who we are in him. So this new identity as children of God, that Christ died and rose again for us to have, it keeps us where we are as his sheep. And now we are in him and he is in us. No longer I that lives, but Christ that lives within me. No longer you that lives, but Christ lives within you. And through him you can do all things. And through him, God is at work in you to do his will. So it is not you that is meant to do what you're doing, but God is at work in you when we allow him to work. When I am in Christ, my motives for loving the poor and the suffering will be in line with Christ. When I am in Christ, my motives for loving the suffering will be in line with what Jesus is. No longer, for example, will I do things out of selfish ambition. So Jesus is not only interested in you and I executing the missions of going after helping the poor and all the suffering, but he's interested in you and I being and becoming his sheep. He's interested in who you are, in who you are becoming, in who you are being, in who you are as his child, in who you are as his son, in who you are as his daughter. That's why in the passage he says, my sheep, come and enter my rest, because that is what he is most interested in. For on this side of heaven where we are, he wants to defend us from the predators. He wants to tend us. He wants to lead us and guide us as we do the mission that we are doing. He wants to look after us as we are looking after other people. In that when the time comes, he will say, come and enter my rest. You, my sheep, come to me. So let's accept this gift to be his sheep. Let's be vulnerable to Jesus. If you're worn out from doing mission in your own strength, especially with the pandemic, I mean, at the beginning of this, back in March, at the beginning of lockdown, I could just witness people, because I was nursing a very tiny baby, so I was only watching people doing all that they can to make sure everybody around them had food, had shopping, and people took care of us. We received loads of shopping, right from nappies to the food we're eating. For 3 weeks, we didn't need to cook because people took care of us. And so if you've been working, and you feel like you've been doing it in your own strength, today, Jesus is saying, come to me and be my sheep. Come to me and be vulnerable to me. And he wants to carry you just like the shepherd carries his sheep, just like the shepherd looks after his sheep. He wants to carry you and look after you. He wants to refresh you. He wants to give you his hope. He wants to re-energize you, for when you are okay, then you can look after everybody else. For he is our shepherd. His word says that we are able to love because he first loved us. We love because he loved us first. We care for the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, the prisoners, because he did it for us. For he is our shepherd, and we are the sheep, the flock of his pasture. We can't do it in our own strength. We need him. As I come to close, I just want to share a short testimony. Back in May, during the lockdown, I was gripped with a deep sense of fear and anxiety. Fear of the future, fear of God's judgment. I was condemning myself. I thought the world was coming to an end because everything was stopping and there was just a standstill. However much I tried, I couldn't shake off this fear and anxiety. And whilst I was nursing a tiny baby and going through all this fear and anxiety, and today's passage would have really shaken me. I wouldn't even have bared open the Bible to read that passage. But God, in his love and mercy, reached out to me and pulled me out, reminding me of what it actually means to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Of how I can never save myself. However much I do right things, however much I tick all the boxes of caring for the poor or visiting the prisoners, however much I do all those good things, I can never measure up without accepting the gift of being carried by Jesus. I was reminded of how righteousness is a free gift. You don't need to work for a gift. At the end of the month, you can get your salary, but it's because you have worked for that, so you can get your salary. But for a gift, you freely receive it, and that's what Jesus wants us to receive, his gift of his love. We are able to love because he first loved us. We have been bought with a price. I have been set free, I've been loved with a price. And that's the price of his life that he gave for you and for me, for us to receive this gift and walk with him. And that is how we do mission. That is how he's encouraging us tonight, reminding us tonight that doing mission is doing it by being his sheep, by being carried by him. So that when that time comes, he will say, "Come with me and enter my rest." So I'd like us to read Psalm 23 together as I close. Let's read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. And tonight we receive the gift of being carried by you. Receive the gift of your love. Where would we be without you leading us? Where would we be without you being our shepherd? Help us to come before you in our own quiet times when we have left this place. Help us to go before you and just cry out to you and just receive what you have for us and just accept this gift and just go before you and talk to you and receive the gift of being carried so that we can walk with this hope, so that we can look after other people that who are coming in our way and need us, so that we can give them the hope that you're giving us, so that we can give them the freedom that you're giving us. We thank you for what you're going to do, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.